It's a day of unity in Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
If Russia does invade in the days and weeks ahead, the human cost for Ukraine will be immense.
And President Biden says Russia would face severe punishment and all that would hurt the U.S. economy. And the president says the U.S. has not verified Russian claims of a troop pullback.
Russia is trying to make the U.S. look like it's got egg on its face now, with messaging from the foreign ministry basically saying, look, we told you we never wanted a war. There were just some exercises going on, and now they're winding down. So what was all this hysteria about? This as the defense ministry just keeps pumping out troop withdrawal video, but the fact remains there never was an explanation from Russia as to why 150,000 troops had to be called to exercises on Russia's border with Ukraine when Ukraine is not threatening Russia.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in Moscow. Two sheriff's deputies in recovery after being shot last night in Katy, Texas. They're expected to be okay. The gunman is not.
Our deputies were able to quickly engage and return fire, fatally striking the suspect.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. The record Omicron COVID wave continues to wane. Cases have dropped four straight weeks and just over 100,000 reported yesterday. But the Biden administration wants another $30 billion from Congress to fight the pandemic.
According to the AP, roughly $18 billion would go to vaccines and treatments, almost $5 billion for testing, $3 billion to cover the uninsured, and close to $4 billion for future variants. Now, the request comes as a battle over masks and mandates drives a wedge within the Democratic Party, with several blue states bucking CDC guidance.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in San Francisco. Voters recalled three school board members in part over pandemic policies. Another gold medal for Team USA at the Winter Olympics. Alexander Hall won it in men's free ski slope style. The U.S. has 19 medals now. The American men's hockey team lost to Slovakia, eliminated in the quarterfinals. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Amid all the potential Ukraine invasion drama, Congress keeps considering sanctions on Russia, but so far there's no bipartisan agreement. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden can impose sanctions, but only if Russia invades.
So if you do that all in advance, what is to stop them from moving forward?
A military leader is closer to taking over a key command.
The Senate Armed Services Committee voting Tuesday to advance the nomination of Army Lieutenant General Michael Eric Kurilla as the next commanding general of U.S. Central Command. Kurilla currently leads the Army's 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He's in Germany overseeing the deployment of U.S. soldiers to Poland in response to Russia's buildup of combat troops near Ukraine's borders. Lieutenant General Kurilla's resume boasts leadership roles in airborne, mechanized, striker, ranger, and joint special operations units in combat, peacekeeping, and operational deployments. Kurilla's experience in the Middle East and knowledge of the region make him a strong candidate to take charge of U.S. forces there, having served in both Iraq wars and the Afghan war. Kurilla is expected to take the reins at CENTCOM in April if confirmed. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The FDA is getting a new commissioner. The Senate approved Dr. Robert Califf, who also led the Food and Drug during the Obama administration.
The agency has been without a confirmed commissioner for more than a year, despite its role approving vaccines, therapies, and tests all used during the pandemic. Five Democrats, including West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Vermont's Bernie Sanders, opposed Califf's confirmation over ties to the pharmaceutical industry. Six Republicans, including the top Republican on the Senate Health Committee, Richard Burr, voted in favor. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Some Senate Republicans are holding up some Biden nominees to the Federal Reserve over concerns those nominees want the Fed to regulate climate change policy. On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly the day after big gains. The Dow surged up more than 400 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.